يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, then to begin, after a long wait with the book Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah, then the book that we intend to start is another book, another famous book from the books which explain the Aqidah, the creed and belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the correct belief and creed of the Muslim. And this book was authored by one of the great scholars of Islam, Al-Imam At-Tahawi. And he didn't give the book a specific title, so it came to be called after his ascription, Al-Aqidah At-Tahawiyyah. And just briefly, in praise of this book, we'll mention something that Sheikh Abdulaziz Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, said with regard to this book. Because this is a book which the scholars of Islam from earlier times until these times, and the shuyukh in these times, they teach from this book. Amongst the books of creed which they teach is this book, Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah. And concerning this book, the great Sheikh Abdulaziz Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he was asked a question. And it was said to him that there are some people who say that the book Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah does not represent the Aqidah of the Salaf, and that it contains mistakes, and especially the explanation of the book. So is this correct? So Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he replied, لا هذا ليس بصحيح. No, this is not correct. In the statement of this book, is a book containing errors, I mean a book of great errors, and its explanation in particular, and so on. He said, لا هذا ليس بصحيح. No, this is not correct. It does contain mistakes, which are qalila, which are few. And the explainer has pointed these out. I mean, Ibn Abdul Izz, in his famous explanation, his large and famous explanation, he pointed out the mistakes in it. The one printed with the checking of Ahmad Shakir and Sheikh Nasir al-Din al-Albani, and his explanation, this is tayyib, this is something good, this book is something good, and mufid, something containing benefit, wa salafi, and it is a salafi book. And then he goes to comment on the explainer of the book, Ibn Abil Izz. He said, and he was one of the students of Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah. And the mistakes are few in the text. Wal akhta qalila fil matn. The mistakes contained in the text of the book, they are few. And they have been pointed out by the explainer. This is quoted from the Sheikh's book, As-Siyasatu Shar'iyyah, page 200. just to affirm the point that this is a book recommended by the scholars from earlier times until this time and the shuyukh of this time. Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz, Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, and the other Sheikh, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahumullah, and the other Sheikhs, they recommend this book. And likewise, Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, whose explanation is the one that we are going to go through, insha'Allah. As for the author of the book, the original text of Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah, then the original compiler of the book, the writer of this treatise on Aqidah, he was, a brief biography of him, that he was Abu Ja'far Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Salama al-Tahawi. His kunya was Abu Ja'far Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Salama al-Tahawi al-Azdi al-Misri, a scholar of Egypt, Misr. And the inscription by which he was famous, al-Tahawi, is an inscription to a town in Egypt, Taha. So he took his inscription from this town, Taha, and was known as al-Tahawi. He was born in the year 239 after the Hijrah. And he learned fiqh. He learned knowledge of fiqh from his maternal uncle, Ismail ibn Yahya al-Muzani, who is one of the foremost, or it is said the foremost student in fiqh of Imam al-Shafi'i. Then later on, he studied fiqh under a Hanafi qadi in Egypt, who was Abu Ja'far Ahmad ibn Abi Imran. So he learned then, having learned the fiqh of Imam al-Shafi'i, then he learned the fiqh of the Hanafi madhab. However, he was not a muqallid. He was not a blind follower. He was not a blind following Hanafi, I mean blindly sticking to the madhab of Abu Hanifa. Indeed, it is mentioned about him that one time he was asked a question, and he responded to the question. And when he answered, then somebody pointed out to him, this is not the saying of Abu Hanifa. I mean, the answer you've just given, it's not the saying of Abu Hanifa. So he said, is it everything which that Abu Hanifa said, I have to say it? I mean, I have to agree with Abu Hanifa in everything? So the other person replied, مَا ذَنَنْتُكَ إِلَّا مُقَلِّدًا. I didn't think except that you're a muqallid, a blind follower. So he said, وَهَلْ يُقَلِّدْ إِلَّا عَصَبِي. Does anybody blindly follow except a blind partisan, somebody who's blind, blinkered with one blind view? So he was a famous scholar, and he was a Hanafi, but not a blind follower. Rahimahullah. He wrote many works, and amongst these works were works in hadith, such as Ma'ani al-Athar and Mushkil al-Athar and Ahkam al-Qur'an, a book about the rulings of the Qur'an, Ahkam al-Qur'an, and this treatise, which came to be known as Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah, and other books as well he wrote. And concerning him, Imam al-Tahawi, concerning him, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir said, in Al-Bidayah wa al-Nihaya, هو أحد الثقات الأثبات والحفاظ الجهابذة. He was one of the reliable people, the firm ones, and one of the great memorizers, Huffaz, who were foremost scholars. And concerning him, Imam al-Dhahabi said in Sir A'lam al-Nubala that he was al-Imam al-Allama al-Hafidh al-Kabir, Muhaddith al-Diyar al-Masriya wa Faqihuha, that al-Tahawi was the Imam, the great scholar, the great Hafidh, preserver and memorizer. He was the Muhaddith, the scholar of Hadith of the Egyptian towns. And he was their faqih, he was their jurist. And he died, rahimahullah, in the year 321. So he is the author of this Aqidah, this text, Al-Aqidah At-Tahawiyyah. And as for the explanation that we want to read here, then it is this particular explanation of Sheikh Al-Fawzan. The most famous explanation these days to the Aqidah, Al-Aqidah At-Tahawiyyah, is the explanation of Ibn Abil Izz, Sharh Al-Aqidah At-Tahawiyyah. And that is a large book. If we remember, Sheikh Yahya Al-Hajuri, he began to go through the book with us a number of years ago, around 5 or 6 years ago. As for here, then we intend to go through the explanation of Sheikh Salih, Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, which is this book, which whoever has it, a number of you have it, and whoever hasn't got the book and they want to get the book, then it's available. It's available here. You can get the book. And it's entitled At-Ta'liqat Al-Mukhtasara Ala Matan Al-Aqidah At-Tahawiyyah, Abridged Notes Upon the Text of Al-Aqidah At-Tahawiyyah, by the noble Sheikh, a Doctor Salih Ibn Fawzan Ibn Abdullah Al-Fawzan, who is or should be well known to all of you as one of the major scholars in this time at present. Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, who is at present in Riyadh, in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. May Allah preserve him and preserve the kingdom. And we hope also here and there to add some of the small notes of three other scholars. The notes of Sheikh Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani, rahimahullah, he also has some small notes in explanation of this treatise. So we'll try and add some of those wherever there is a chance, inshallah, wherever we feel that we can add something from there. And likewise, the small notes and corrections of Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz. These are very small additions, small notes. And likewise, the notes of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Mani', rahimahumullah. Three Salafi sheikhs who have all passed away, rahimahumullah. And these are also available. A brother, jazakallahu khairan, has printed them off from the internet. You can actually get those three, the notes from these three sheikhs have been put together, and they're available. You can print them off from the internet. That's that. But the main, as we said, the main explanation that we're going through is the explanation of Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah. So the Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, he says at the beginning of the book, just to explain how his book here came to be put into book form, he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the extremely merciful, the bestower of His mercy. He said this on page 5 of the book, just how it came to be put in book form. He said, all praise is for Allah, the Lord of the whole of creation. And may He extol and send salam peace and security upon the trustworthy Prophet, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, and upon his true followers and companions, and whoever follows them, upon goodness right until the day of recompensing. To proceed, then, these are just some brief notes upon the text of Al-Aqidah Tahawiyyah. They have been transcribed from the tapes of the lessons which I delivered upon this text in Ta'if, in the city of Ta'if. And I have looked over them and done some corrections upon them and some amendments, and then given permission that they be printed and published, hoping that benefit could be derived from them. And whoever sees any mistake that has come from me, then I hope that he will inform me of that, and that there be reward for him with Allah. And I ask Allah that he should place this action, or I ask Allah that he should place in this action that which will benefit the Muslims. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Written by Shaykh Salih ibn Fawzan ibn Abdullah al-Fawzan, the 13th of the 6th month of the year 1421. That's around 4 years ago. Then the Shaykh brings from page 7 until page 22 the text of the book, Al-Aqidah Tahawiyyah. Matan Al-Aqidah Tahawiyyah. He brings the whole text of the book. So whoever wants to see the text in one place, then that's what occurs from page 7 to page 22. It's the text of the book. And he's divided it by putting points before each little section. And it amounts to 228 points. So that should make it easier for brothers to memorize it, inshallah. It's divided into points. Point number 1, point number 2, all the way through to point number 228. And then he begins the explanation on page 23. So he begins quoting the first part of the text. قال الألامة حجة الإسلام أبو جعفر الوراق الطحاوي بمصر رحمه الله. That the great scholar, the evidence of Islam, Abu Ja'far, al-Warraq, the scribe al-Tahawi, said in Egypt, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him. Amen. He brings the first point of the treatise. هَذَا ذِكْرُ بيان عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة على مذهب فقهاء الملة أبي حنيفة النعمان بن ثابت الكوفي وأبي يوسف يعقوب بن إبراهيم الأنصاري وأبي عبد الله محمد بن الحسن الشيباني رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين وما يعتقدون من أصول الدين وما يدينون به رب العالمين. He said, with regard to point number 1, this is a mention of an explanation of the aqidah, the creed and the belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, upon the way of the Fuqaha, upon the way of the scholars of fiqh, the jurists of the religion. Abu Hanifa and Nu'man ibn Thabit al-Kufi. and Abu Yusuf, Ya'qub ibn Ibrahim al-Ansari, and Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Shaybani Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. And of what they held as their creed with regard to the fundamentals of the religion. And what they held as their religion in obedience to the Lord of the creation. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, begins the explanation on this first point by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. He said, in the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Bestower of His Mercy, and all praise is for Allah, the Lord and Nurturer of the whole of creation, and may Allah extol and send peace and security upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his true followers and his companions, all of them, to proceed. He said, then aqeedah, creed and belief, is the foundation of the religion. فَإِنَّ الْأَقِيدَةِ هِيَ أُسَاسُ الدِّينِ. Aqidah, creed and belief, is the foundation of the religion. And it, aqidah, it is what is contained in the testification, the shahada, that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. La ilaha illallah, and Muhammad Rasulullah. Aqidah is what is contained in that shahada. And it is the first pillar from the pillars of Islam. In a footnote, they mention, as is shown by the hadith of Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, who said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. شهادتي أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان. As is shown by the hadith of Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, who said, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Islam is built upon five: the shahada, the testification that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and correct establishment of the prayer, and giving the zakat, and the hajj, and fasting in Ramadan. The hadith being reported by al-Bukhari as hadith number 8, and reported by Muslim. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, having just said, as we heard, that aqidah, the creed, as contained in the shahada, is the first pillar from the pillars of Islam. He said, فَيَجِبَ الْإِهْتِمَامُ بِهَا وَالْعِنَايَةُ بِهَا وَمَعْرِفَتِهَا. So therefore, it is an obligation to give importance to it, to give importance to aqidah, and to give care and attention to it, and to acquire knowledge of it, and knowledge of whatever will damage it, so that the person can be upon clear insight, and can be upon, ya rahmakallah, and can be upon a correct creed and belief. He has to learn it. He has to learn what correct belief is so that he can be upon it. He has to learn what damages it so that he can avoid being upon that and can remain upon the correct belief. Then the Shaykh said, since if the person's religion, لأنه إذا قام الدين على أساس صحيح صار دينا قيما مقبولا عند الله وإذا قام على عقيدة محزوزة ومضطربة أو عقيدة فاسدة صار الدين غير صحيح وعلى غير أساس. He said, since if the person's religion is established upon a sound, correct foundation, then it will be a straight and true religion that he's upon, one that is acceptable to Allah. And if it, his religion, is based upon a shaky or a disturbed aqidah, creed, or if his religion is based upon an aqidah, a creed, which is corrupt, then his religion will not be correct, and it will be without a foundation. So this is why the scholars, the ulama, rahimahumullah, this is why they used to give importance to the affair of aqidah. And they were not lax about explaining it in their lessons and whenever they had an opportunity. The later person used to transmit it from the one who came before him. So the Shaykh is here explaining the importance of aqidah, that it's essential that the person learns the correct aqidah so that his religion can be based upon a sound foundation. Because the whole of his religion is based upon his aqidah, his creed and belief. Then the Shaykh said, and the companions, radiallahu anhum, they did not have any doubts, any shak, about what came in the Qur'an and what came in the sunnah of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So their aqidah, their creed and belief, was based upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they were not afflicted by any doubt in that regard, nor any hesitation. So whatever Allah said, and whatever His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, اتقدوه ودانوا به, then they took it as their creed and belief, and they took it as their religion, and they did not need any further book to be written for them after that, since this was something fully accepted with them. I mean, taking their belief from the book and the sunnah, accepting what Allah said and what His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and taking that as their creed and belief. He said, this was something fully accepted by them and something that was certain with them. Their creed, their aqidah, was the book and the sunnah. And then their students proceeded upon that, from the tabi'een, the next generation after the companions, those who took from them. So there was no disputing in aqidah, in creed and belief. It was an affair which was musallama, fully accepted, undisputed. And their source was the book and the sunnah. But then when the firq, when the sects and al-ikhtilafat and the differences arose and appeared. And when people entered into the religion, people who were such that the creed and belief, the aqidah, was not firmly grounded in his heart, or those who entered into Islam while still carrying some deviated ideas with them, and when there arose in Islam people who did not refer back to the book nor to the sunnah in aqidah, people who rather referred back to principles and methodologies which they themselves, or rather they said, when they referred back to principles and methodologies which had been established by people of dalal, people of misguidance themselves, when all of this happened, then the a'imma, the imams of Islam at this time, they needed to clarify, make bayan, make explanation and clarification of the correct aqidah, the correct belief and creed. And they needed to carefully record it and to write it down and narrate it from the scholars of the ummah. So therefore they wrote down the books of creed and belief, and they gave attention to that. And this became a reference for those who came after them from the ummah, and will be so until the establishment of the last hour. And this is an example of the protection of Allah the Most High for this religion, and of Allah's taking care of this religion, that He provided for it trustworthy carriers to convey it, just as it came from Allah and from His Messenger, and to repel the ta'wil, the false interpretations of the negators, and the false declarations of the creators being like the creation. So these scholars came and passed on as inheritance this creed, this aqidah, the later ones taking it from the earlier ones. So Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, is here explaining how we came to have this correct creed even in these days of ours, in contrary to the claims of those who claim this Salafi aqidah is something new that the people have cooked up. Rather, it is something that has been passed on generation from generation, from the companions to the tabi'een, to the atba' tabi'een, and so on, passed down one generation to the next generation, right until this time, right until the last hour. This correct belief and creed has been passed on and will continue to be passed on. Then the Shaykh said, and from as-salaf as-salih, from the pious predecessors who used to be upon the sound and firm belief and creed, i'tiqad, taken from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from his companions and the tabi'een, from these scholars of the Salaf who were upon that, were the four imams: Imam Abu Hanifa, and Imam Malik, and Imam Ash-Shafi'i, and Imam Ahmad, and others from the imams, those who stood and defended the correct aqidah, correct belief and creed, and who confirmed it, and who explained it, and who taught it to the students. And the followers of the four imams, their students, those who followed them, came after them, their students of the four imams, they used to give attention to this creed and belief. They used to study it and cause their students to learn it. And many books were written about it, upon the methodology of the book and the sunnah, and upon what the chosen messenger, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon what he was upon, and his companions, radiallahu anhum, and the tabi'een. So they refuted the false beliefs and the deviated beliefs, and they clearly explained how they were counterfeit and baseless. And the same was done by the Imams of Hadith. I mean, they wrote works in Aqidah, clarifying the correct Aqidah. He said, such as Ishaq ibn Rahway and Al-Bukhari and Muslim and Imam ibn Khuzaymah and Imam ibn Qutaybah, and from the Imams of Tafsir, from the Imams of Tafsir of the Qur'an, explanation of the Qur'an, they did likewise, such as Imam al-Tabari, and Imam ibn Kathir, and Imam al-Baghawi, and others from the Imams of Tafsir. They wrote works in this regard. I mean, all of these people he just mentioned, all these sheikhs and imams, they wrote works in this regard explaining the correct belief. And they called them Kutub al-Sunnah, books of the Sunnah. For example, Kitab al-Sunnah, the book of the Sunnah of Ibn Abi Asim. And they called these books of creed and belief, they called them the books of Sunnah. Such as the book as-Sunnah of Ibn Abi Asim. And the book as-Sunnah of Abdullah Ibn Ahmad Ibn Hanbal, and the book As-Sunnah of Al-Khallal, and the book As-Shari'ah of Al-Ajurri, and other than that. All of these and others besides them are famous books of the correct belief. And from those imams who wrote mentioning the creed and belief, the Aqidah of the Salaf, was Imam Abu Ja'far Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Salama al-Azdi al-Tahawi, and the author of this creed here, this book here. He was one of them. He was one of the scholars, the Sheikh said, he was one of the scholars of the 3rd century in Egypt. And he was called al-Tahawi as an ascription to a town in Egypt, in the town of Taha. So he wrote this brief, beneficial, and useful Aqidah, creed. And there have been explanations written upon it, around 7 explanations. In the basic book, Al-Aqidah of Al-Tahawi, there have been around 7 explanations written upon it. However, they are not free from errors. Many people have explained the book. Their explanations are not free from some errors, since those who wrote them were upon the methodology of later people. So their explanations contain matters requiring remarks to be made. And they contain contradictions to what the Aqidah of Al-Tahawi himself contains. Except for 1 explanation, as far as we know, which is the explanation of Al-Izz ibn Abil Izz, rahimahullah. What's famously known as Sharh Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah, the explanation of Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, as far as we know, that's the explanation which is free from these errors and mistakes of the later comers. And that's the one that Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, did his checking of the ahadith of. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this explanation of Al-Izz ibn Abil-Izz, rahimahullah, which is well known as Sharh At-Tahawiyyah, the explanation of At-Tahawiyyah. And he, the author, the explainer here, Al-Izz ibn Abil-Izz, he was a student of Ibn Kathir, in what appears. And in this explanation of his, he included a number of quotations from the books of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and from the books of Ibn al-Qayyim, and from the books of the Imams. And it is a copious explanation, containing a great deal of good. And the scholars used to rely, and the scholars do rely upon it, and give attention to it, because of its purity and its correctness. The purity and correctness of the knowledge contained in it. So it is a tremendous reference from the reference works of Aqidah, correct belief. Then he said, and the author, I mean the original author of the creed, Al-Tahawi, as he himself mentioned, he wrote his creed, this one, upon the way of the Ahlus Sunnah in general. And from them was the Imam Abu Hanifa and Nu'man ibn Thabit al-Kufi, who was the eldest of the four Imams and who reached the Tabi'een and narrated from them. And likewise his two students, Abu Yusuf and Muhammad al-Shaybani, and the Imams of the Hanafi Madhab. Sheikh is explaining what occurred in the first point here, where At-Tahawi mentioned that I'm writing this creed upon the way of Abu Hanifa and upon his two students, who are upon his, the same way, the way of Ahlus Sunnah in belief. Abu Yusuf and Muhammad al-Shaybani, and the Imams of the Hanafi Madhab. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, so he mentioned their aqidah, their creed, and that it is in agreement with the position of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And this contains a rudd, a refutation of those people who ascribe themselves to being as being Hanafis in the present day, or in late days, a short while ago, those who say we are Hanafis, we are from the Hanafi Madhab. He said this treatise here, and what he mentions at the start, this contains a refutation of them. Those who ascribe themselves to being Hanafis, but who contradict Abu Hanifa in Aqidah. They say we are Hanafis, but in their belief, their creed, they're contrary to what Abu Hanifa was upon. Rather, they proceed upon his madhab in fiqh only, but they contradict him in aqidah, in belief. And instead, they take as their creed the creed of the Ahlul Kalam and wal mantiq. Instead, these Hanafis, when it comes to matters of creed and belief, they take the creed and belief of the people of Kalam, theological rhetoric and logic. And likewise, there appeared amongst the later Shafi'is those who contradicted Imam al-Shafi'i in Aqidah and only ascribed themselves to him in fiqh. In these later ages now, there are many people who say, we are Shafi'is, we're followers of Imam al-Shafi'i. But in Aqidah, they contradict Imam al-Shafi'i. And likewise, many of the Malikis, those who say we are followers of Imam Malik, the later ones who are not upon the creed and belief, they are not upon the aqidah of Imam Malik. They just take from the madhab of Malik in the matter of fiqh, details of the religion. As for aqidah, creed and belief, then they are people of separate paths and people of the ways of later ages. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, so this aqidah, this creed, contains a refutation of all of them and their like, those who ascribe themselves to the imams. Those who say we're a follower of this imam, those who say we're a follower of that imam. This treatise here contains a refutation of them. The ones who say we follow these imams, in their creed and belief, they contradict those imams. This creed is therefore a refutation of them in that. And this first point here is. He said, those who take as their madhab the way of the four imams, but who contradict them in aqidah, creed and belief. Like the Ash'aris, the Asha'ira, they likewise ascribe themselves to Imam Abul Hasan al-Ash'ari in his first position, but they abandon what he himself later affirmed and became settled upon with regard to the position of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. So their ascription, I mean, these people these days will say we are Ash'aris, we are followers of Abul Hasan al-Ash'ari, their ascription, what they are attaching themselves to, is not correct. They're saying we're attached to Abul Hasan al-Ash'ari, this is not correct. Since if they were truly upon the way of the imams, they would be upon their aqidah, they would be upon their creed and belief. And that's where Shaykh al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, ends the explanation of the first point. And just to add, as a final point, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Mani' rahimahullah, who is a great scholar who died in the year 1385. He died around 35 years ago. Rahimahullah, he made a note on the saying here of At-Tahawi where he said, this is a mention of an explanation of the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah upon the way of the scholars of fiqh of the religion, Abu Hanifa and Nu'man ibn Thabit al-Kufi and Abu Yusuf Ya'qub ibn Ibrahim al-Ansari and Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Shaybani Ridwanullahi alayhim. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Mani' rahimahullah, he said, the saying here of At-Tahawi, this is a creed upon the position of the scholars of fiqh of the religion. He said, you should know that what the author rahimahullah mentioned in this treatise, this creed, I mean this whole book, what he mentioned in this whole book is not specific to those imams who he mentioned alone, because the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all of them, from the first of them to the later ones of them, all of them, their aqidah, their creed and belief was one and the same. One creed and belief, all of them, because they all adhere to the book and the sunnah. And whoever contradicts them in their belief, their creed, their aqidah, he becomes a mubtadi', he becomes an innovator, a dhal, one who is astray. One who contradicts the Ahlul Sunnah, all of them, they're all upon one creed, one aqidah, he said, and whoever contradicts that creed and belief of the Ahlul Sunnah, all of them, whoever contradicts it, then he becomes a mubtadi', an innovator, dhal, one who is astray, and he is not excused for making ijtihad, personal striving. Since the excuse in that regard for a person making his own personal deduction can only apply in the details of the rulings, not in the fundamentals of the religion. So the beliefs of the religion, the creed, the aqa'id, creed and beliefs of the religion, there is not multiple madhahib, there is not multiple schools of thought in that regard. Rather, there is just what is correct, which is the position of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And everything else besides it is batil, is false and futile. Fatanabbah. So be aware. mean, this, the creed and belief of the Ahlul Sunnah is the only one correct creed and belief. That which all of the Ahlul Sunnah and all the Imams of the Ahlul Sunnah from earliest times to later times have been upon is one and the same creed. It's not multiple, it is one. And every other creed and belief besides it is batil, as he said. Batil, false and futile. So be aware. And that's where the first point ends, and then he moves on to the explanation of the second point. And we hope that this being the first lesson, it's been rather extended. We hope that the lesson will not usually take this long, inshallah. We intend to try and make the lessons as brief as we can be, inshallah, around 40 minutes or 45 minutes, and then the end, inshallah. Any points of clarification? And within 1 hour, at the maximum, it should be all over, inshallah. So just because today, beginning, it took slightly longer, but usually we intend to finish quickly, inshallah. Are there any points of clarification on the first point? With regard to the point about the Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz, rahimahullah, was asked the question that some people, and because there are some people who criticize this book, some people are not upon the way of the Salaf, some people are not Salafis. For example, Mahmud al-Haddad and his followers, the Haddadis, who are not Salafis and are not upon the manhaj of the Salaf. They're upon the new innovated methodology they've innovated for themselves. They criticize this book and say this is not a book that should be studied. This, but they criticize the book, and then they go on to criticize those who recommend the book, such as Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, and Sheikh Muhammad ibn Nasir al-Din al-Albani, rahimahullah. They criticize them for even accepting this book and writing notes upon it and teaching it. So in the question there occurred about someone who says this book which contains errors, and especially its explanation that contains errors of Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, as we heard, he refutes that and says, no, this text does have some mistakes. I mean, a few, as he said, qalila. The text contains a few mistakes, and they are known. And Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz himself, he points them out and corrects them. And it's just a few, it's here and it's not. The text is full of mistakes. It's just a few odd mistakes here and there, which are pointed out and corrected. So it's mainly the text. And as for the famous explanation, then as Sheikh al-Fawzan points out, this is the explanation of Al-Izz ibn Abil Izz. This is an excellent, excellent work in which the Al-Izz ibn Abil Izz, the explainer, he himself points out some of the mistakes in the text. So the mistakes that are referred to are in the actual text, and they're very, very few. And they're pointed out, and we'll mention, inshallah, where they are and what they are and what the scholars have said about those mistakes. As for the title, the four Imams, that is something that's become well known. It's just something that's happened, that they are known. Obviously, there are many, as indicated by Sheikh al-Fawzan, the Imams of Islam, from earliest times to this time, are very many, are not just tens, or not just hundreds or thousands of great imams. And their names are known, and their biographies are contained in the books. As for the four imams being known as the four imams, it's just something that's occurred because of the precedence of them and their fame. They became known as four imams. It doesn't mean that that Islam only has four great imams, but it's just known that they're famous with regard to their sayings being recorded, and their students passing on their knowledge and it being recorded and then being explained, and becoming the knowledge that they put forward becoming widespread and well known and written. It doesn't mean that the Imams of Islam are limited to those four. Jazakallah khair. Is it true that Sheikh Muqbil, rahimahullah, he wrote a book about Abu Hanifa, perhaps, in brackets, perhaps refuting him or such? I'm just reading what occurs here. Please, .. please clarify. Then no doubt, Sheikh Muqbil, rahimahullah, he did write a book with regard to errors of Abu Hanifa. He wrote a book in which he quoted from the Imams of the early times what they said with regard to errors of Abu Hanifa. And as for what we are taking here, then we are taking this book of Creed and Belief of Imam al-Tahawi, which is, as we mentioned, the scholars have praised this book and for its correctness and for being the belief not just of Abu Hanifa and his two students, this containing the belief of the whole of the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. So we take that which is correct here. And as for these slight mistakes, then they'll be corrected, inshallah. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, he corrected them, then we don't take mistakes, we don't accept mistakes. That which is a mistake, then it's upon us to make that clear. So that the people's knowledge have clarified any mistakes occurring in the text, and they've done it. So jazahumullah khairan. It's not upon us to be blind followers, to accept all the sayings of any person. As Imam Malik, rahimahullah, said, that everyone's saying, some of it is to be taken and some of it is to be rejected, except the occupant of this grave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grave of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his sayings, we accept all of them without exception. But as for anybody else besides him, then we take from their sayings that which is correct, and that which is a mistake, we don't take it. That would be blind following, which blameworthy blind following, and we don't do that. We take what is correct and leave that which is not correct. As we mentioned a few times, as for the slight mistakes in the text here, then the scholars of Islam have pointed them out, and we'll mention them. We don't take the mistakes. As for memorizing the text, then those who are able to memorize the text, then mashallah, is something good and excellent. And as for where there's a mistake in the text, then a person can memorize the phrase and memorize what's wrong with it and what's correct in that regard. And there are very few. It's making it sound, from the number of questions, it's making it sound as if every second point is a mistake or something. It's just very, very few mistakes. Alhamdulillah. As for the vast bulk of what is contained in this work, the vast bulk of these points, which are numbered here as 228 points, nearly, then the vast bulk of it is correct. Alhamdulillah. And which is why the scholars, as we mentioned, right until this time, the Shuyukh, Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah, Sheikh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, and so on. That's why they take this book, give importance to this book, recommend this book, because of its the benefit contained in it. As for why people these days, they claim to be following, for example, Abu Hanifa, they claim, why would people claim that we are Hanafis and follow the fiqh that is ascribed to him, but then not follow him in belief? Then there are many people who claim ascription. Obviously, people are not going to say that, what I'm upon is basically false. Nobody's going to come along and say what I'm upon is false. Even if what they're upon is error, they'll ascribe it to someone, trying to try their best to ascribe it to some of the scholars of Islam. Allahu a'lam. As for the correct, as the Sheikh mentioned and indicated, the Islamic Aqidah, the creed, has been written about from the earliest times right till this time. The works are available. The creed of Imam Bukhari, the creed of Imam Ahmad, the creed of Ibn Khuzaymah's book at Tawheed, right from the early times, the scholars of Hadith, right until this time. From those times till this time, they've written books of creed and belief. One creed, which is a single creed and belief. And one of the things that the scholars mention as being a great sign of the truth of the way of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah is that whenever they write, even though the great number of people of the Sunnah who have written books from earliest times till this time, in different lands which are far apart, if you take one of their books from any time and from any land and you compare it with any of the other books, and you look at the creed contained in it, you'll see it's as if the author is one and the same, because their creed and belief is one and the same, and has always been that throughout the ages. Whereas the people of deviation, their books of creed and belief, they all contradict each other, and they all do takfir, they all declare each other to be unbelievers and outside Islam and so on. They all contradict each other, people of deviant beliefs. They all, amongst themselves, they declare each other, amongst the Khawarij, for example, some of the Khawarij declare others of the Khawarij to be outside Islam, and the second lot of Khawarij declare the first lot of Khawarij to be outside Islam. They don't agree even upon a single belief, meaning. Whereas the people of the Sunnah, from earliest times to this time, till the end of time, they're upon a single creed and belief, Aqeedah. And as for those who say, for example, we are Hanafis, then they can be examined. That this, for example, this book here contains the creed of Abu Hanifa, as At-Tahawi mentioned, contains his creed. Then the creed of these people who say we are Hanafis, for example, it can be compared with this creed. And you'll find the difference. You'll find the difference between what they're upon and what Abu Hanifa and Imam Malik and Imam Shafi and Imam Ahmad and the rest of the Imams, what they are actually upon. Something very different in matters of creed and belief. And basically taqleed, just blind following of the of people who are not fitting to be followed. That leads people into just accepting falsehood and what's wrong. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. إن شاء الله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن